I once thought that family members were just blood relatives. It wasn't till later on in life that I figured out that family is not about blood. It's not about race. It's not about anything. It's about who you feel in your heart and your soul as your family. Family is who you make them. Because I learned also that family, blood, relatives, are the first ones that will throw you under the bus, that will get pissed off at you and call Family and Children Services on you just because they're pissed off at you, knowing that you're a damn good mom and they fixin' to hurt their nephews and nieces. They don't give a damn. They just care about hurting you. And they know that the only way to hurt you is through your children. And that's playing with fire to me. That's asking for it, really. At least with my sister, she knew it was. Because not only was I good to her, but I was good to her kids also. As a matter of fact, I named one of them when they were still in her stomach. She had a set of twins. And I took one of them home from the hospital for her and took care of him for the first 2 years because she couldn't handle them both. Little did I know, she was going to call defects on me because she was going to get pissed off at me about something stupid and have two of my kids removed from my home while I was taking care of her own after I done give him back. But you see, they were still calling me to get her kid even after mine was taken. What kind of shit is that? I would never mess with somebody's children just because I was pissed off at them. It's not them kids' fault. Handle that shit like adults. She could never take it back. Never could she ever repay me or apologize enough or do anything to make it that any better, what she done. She done the ultimate sin to me, and that was, she fucked with my kids, with her nephew and nieces. I would have never done that to her. So family will hurt you faster than a stranger would. There are some strangers out there that I've met that I call family today that would bend over backwards and be there in a minute if I ever needed them. Vice versa, I would be there for them in a minute also. You see, all it takes is one call and a bunch of lies to Family and Children Services and they are at your door. And with that one lie from a family member, that takes heat because it's from a family member. So they would think that with it being a family member, they would really know and not lie on you. Which is the biggest lie of them all. It's the biggest joke I've ever heard. Because family is going to hurt you first, and they're going to tell the biggest lies. And they know that their credibility is right because they're family. Supposedly. So, over the years, life has thrown me many, many, many curveballs and many, many, many obstacles that I've had to overcome myself. That's why I'm doing this for y'all. It's because whenever defects came knocking on my door, or Family and Children Services, or whatever you choose to call them, I call them defects. But they're Family and Children Services, whatever, I call them defects. When they come knocking at your door, it's like a wolf is knocking at your door. Because, you know, they are there to protect the children, and I understand that. I get that fully. I understand that there are monsters out there. I understand that there's people out there that don't deserve to have kids, that never should have been able to have them, that should have swallowed their kids instead of had them. I don't wish that on the child, but I do on the parents. They should have been sterile. Because there is people out there that are really, really, really monsters. I watch it all the time on the news. I watch it on the ID channel all the time about these parents who beat and neglect and rape and kill their children. And I couldn't imagine being a mother hurting one of my kids. I cry over these TV shows, and they really get me emotional for a few days. Sometimes I have to quit watching them because they really get to me. But that's just the mother in me. That's just the knowing the love of a child, and just a child, and it's the most innocent thing in the world is a child. How could you take something that God put on this earth that is the most innocent thing? How could you ever hurt them, neglect them, beat them, molest them, rape them, any of the sorts? How could you ever do that to a child, to a human being, much less a child? But I have seen evil, so I do know it's out there, and I do understand that these people have a job to do. But when they walk in a home and they see that a parent is sitting there and unexpectedly welcomes you into their home, being dumb, I'll get to that later on in the rules and what you do and do not do with defects. But when a parent is offering you into their home and letting you see their environment, and you didn't know they were coming, so it's not like it was a planned visit, it was a pop-up visit, so you're coming at the rawest time, meaning their house could have been whatever it would looks like on a daily basis. You're getting it all, and you still find fault and cause, just nitpicking on little bullshit. There was 3 dishes in your sink, or there was some sand by your front door, or, you know, just nitpicking bullshit when they should be out there getting them monsters that I see on TV all the time, and leave us good parents alone. But you see, the monsters are usually the ones that's got money. They usually are the first ones to call their lawyers and be like, "Look, I'm lawyering up." They're usually the smart ones. Unlike us low-income people who don't know no better, who is just trying to make a way for our family, and we can't afford a lawyer, so therefore they know that we're not going to call a lawyer, so they can fuck with us all they want to. And they know that there's nothing that we can really do about it, because we can't afford a lawyer. Who can afford a lawyer these days? Not I. Yeah, you get a court-appointed one, but you might as well not have none, because they all work for the same person, the state. They all state paid. So they all gonna work together. We're all gonna come to this one big resolution of, let's fuck this girl over because she cannot afford a lawyer. So let's make her go through the jumps and hoops and loops and everything else, and make an example out of this lady. Because we can't, the rich folks. We can't do that to the rich folks. See, I feel that Family and Children's Services, I feel that they prey upon the low income or middle class people. I really feel that. Because you don't see these rich folks in the court, because they're lawyered up. They got their $1,000 lawyer already on speed dial, already on the way over there before them people can even get on the porch good. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. And it pisses me off. It makes me angry. My kids are no different than them rich people's kids. My kids are probably well off and well better taken care of than them rich folks' kids. I probably spend more time with my kids than them rich folks spend with their kids. Because most of their kids spend most of their time with a nanny or a babysitter. I'm not saying it's all rich folks. I'm not bashing rich folks. I'm glad that they have money and God blessed them with that money and that lifestyle that they have. But I feel that they use that money and that lifestyle to get away with a lot of things that us middle class or us underclass folks can't get away with. Because we can't afford it. We can't buy it. You can't buy freedom. You can't buy your way out of anything because you ain't got nothing to buy it with. You feel me? The lady who came in my house said that one of the allegations was we didn't have no food in our house, that I didn't feed my children, and we didn't have no clothes or shoes for my kids. Now, this lady never not once asked to go in my pantry or in my refrigerator or in my freezer or anywhere to look to see if we had any food. She just said that's one of the allegations. Never did she once say, hey, can I see Charlie's closet? Can I see and make sure that they have the proper clothes that they need, proper bedding, the proper bedrooms, proper anything? No, they didn't ask to see any of that. That lady sat on my couch, on the end of my couch, the whole entire time. And we talked about nonsense. We talked about her grandkids, about this, about that. Just shit that didn't even pertain to the case. And then whenever I brought up that I was a addict for 13 years, but I had been clean for 5 years by my choice, by my own self, I started going to drug and alcohol classes. I got me a counselor, and I got off the pills myself. Then she want to say, oh, well, you need 12 consecutive clean drug screenings and a hair follicle before we can give you your kids back unsupervised. I said, wait a minute, you're taking my kids to be supervised because I told you about my habit that I don't no longer have? Well, yes, ma'am, we have to because it's in the best interest of the children. It's looking out for the children. No, looking out for the children would be leaving them the hell alone and leaving them there with their mama who takes care of them every damn day, who feeds them, who bathes them, who clothes them, who makes sure they go to school, who makes sure they go to after school, who makes sure they get their homework done, school clothes up, clean clothes, clean shoes, hair brushed, teeth brushed, you name it, I make sure it's done, hair braided. You make sure everything, I make sure everything is done with my kids, and you're going to take them out of my home, and I have to be supervised by my mama. For what reason? Because I told you that I used to have a problem. No longer do I have one. I also told you that my clinic does random drug screenings that I never know when they're going to be. And you're still going to take me and take my kids and make me have supervised visits with my children? Till I can give you 12 consecutive clean drug screenings? That's bullshit. B-U-L-L-S-H-I-T. Bullshit. There is a lot of rules and regulations that I did not know about whenever I first encountered these people, or I would have used my rights. And I would have told that lady where she could have stuck all that paperwork and where she could have went straight to hell in that car that she came in and get the hell out of my yard, is what I would have told her if I knew my rules, my rights as a parent. But see, we don't think about things like that in the heat of the moment because we see we don't have the means to hire a lawyer, and we don't have time to think about it because we've never been through anything like that. So we're scared. We're just worried about our kids being taken away from us. That is my life. That is my breathing. That is my reason for living. It's them kids. That's my reason for breathing, for my heart beating, for my life being still here on earth. It's my children. If it weren't for them, I don't know where I would be. I don't know who I would be. I've been a mom since I was 15 years old. Okay, I'm going to start reading some of the rules and regulations that I did not know of that you should be really, really well aware of before you ever encounter these people. And don't sit there and say, oh, well, it will never happen to me. That could never happen to me. Because you know what? I said the same exact thing. I packed my kids' lunches. I made sure they were clean. I made sure my kids were taken care of, okay? My kids were well taken care of, beyond taken care of, and spoiled. They may not have been spoiled by me because I didn't have a whole lot of extra money, but they were spoiled by my daddy, and he had plenty of money. But would I ask my daddy for a lawyer? Nope, because I'm not that type of person. I took that little court-appointed lawyer, and I'm going to go through the steps and whatever I have to do to get my kids unsupervised visits back. I'm going to read a little bit of this for this episode, and then I'll save the rest for the next episode. It says, there's nothing quite like the adrenaline rush and flood of shame. Because let me tell you, them people make you feel shameful. They make you feel like the lowest piece of trash. They don't give you a chance to explain anything, a chance to even say anything. They don't want to talk. They're not there to talk. They're there to talk over you and to do what they got to do to get what they want. And that's your kids. Then people don't give a damn about what you got to say or any of the incredible witnesses that you may have. If there are witnesses that are agreeing with you and siding with you, they don't want to hear from them. But if there are witnesses that are against you, that's who they want to hear from. So, just know that they're going to make you feel like shit from day one. They're going to make you feel like the lowest piece of shit on earth. It says, flood of shame that hits when you open the door to find someone from Child Protective Services, CPS, on your doorstep. It's horrifying. It's embarrassing. You immediately start to remember every CPS horror story you've ever heard. And then some. You should hear all of them. You should listen to every one of them. Even if you have a child, you should be listening to this shit. Because I'm telling you, all it takes is one phone call full of lies. And that's all it takes. It says, you've ever heard, and you begin to worry. Of course, you get defensive, but you know you're a good parent. You want to cooperate because being cooperative has to be seen as a good thing, right? Hold on, hold up, breathe. You're about to make a whole bunch of rookie mistakes that could come back to haunt you later. And that is where I fucked up at. Better listen to this. Even if you ain't think you ever it'll ever happen to you, you better listen. First of all, you must take every visit from CPS seriously, no matter how ridiculous the allegations are. Now, more than ever, low-income families are being targeted by CPS as people confuse poverty with neglect. No winter coats. That alone could trigger a call to CPS. There are many innocent situations that could get you reported to Child Protective Services, including seeking a second opinion on a medical treatment. Do the trap of thinking this can't happen to you. No matter how good of a parent you are, a Child Protective Service visit can happen to anyone. And if you're not careful, you could make a serious mistake before you even really know what's happening. I know because it's happened to me. Need legal advice? Low income relief is staffed by researchers, not lawyers. If you need legal advice, our friends at Just A Answer may be able to help. Contact them today. It says, don't make these five mistakes. 1. Do not defend yourself. Breathe, be calm, and be quiet. I know how it feels. You feel that sudden rush of adrenaline. You feel accused, shameful, upset and under attack. You may even feel anger, especially if you think you know who made the call. Stay calm, don't show your anger or anxiety, and no matter how hard it is, do not defend yourself. The more you say, the more they know. Do not volunteer information for any reason. I know that firsthand because, like I said, I offered up information and they used it totally against me. Totally against me. And it really pissed me off. I understand the urge to be cooperative, but you could just be making things worse for yourself later. Most CPS referrals are very vague. They only know what was reported to them. And usually that information is not very specific. If you jump in and defend yourself, anything you say could be used against you later. Once a CPS investigation has begun, they will investigate every aspect of your family. Even if the allegations against you are false, they will be paying attention for other items of concern and can begin investigating other allegations based on their findings. The best defense, a closed mouth. And I'm going to leave it at that for right now. A closed mouth, that is number one of what you need to know right there. That I just read, we'll start off with number two. My next podcast, I'll start off with number two. And that starts off with do not let them in your house. I got to go for today. I got my family fixing to come over, but I will do another podcast for y'all. I hope this is being helpful information for someone who is maybe going through the same thing that I went through. Please don't make the same rookie mistakes that I've made. Please do your research, and if I'm not going fast enough, please Google it, research it, YouTube it, look up your laws and regulations in your state that you live in. Make sure it's in your state where you live, because there's different laws, different regulations for every state. I hope everyone has a wonderful evening, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and I will see y'all, or I will talk with y'all again on Monday morning. I will have y'all another podcast ready and waiting on y'all Monday afternoon. Starting with more of what rookies shouldn't do when it comes to CPS. My name is Jess with Just a Little Knowledge. And if you ever need to get in touch with me, or you want to leave me any kind of messages or any kind of questions, please feel free to email me at jessalittleknowledge@gmail.com. That's jessalittleknowledge@gmail.com. That's all one word. Please feel free to ask me any questions. I will answer any of your questions. If they are dumb, if they are smart asses, comments, or anything like that, please don't waste your time, because I'm not going to waste my time answering them or being defensive. This is my story, my truth, and I'm going to tell it, and I'm going to help people in any way that I can. And anybody that has something bad to say or negative to say, keep it to yourself, because I don't even care, baby. Keep it to yourself. I'm going to be doing what I do best, and that's help people. So, loves to all y'all. Thank you for supporting my podcast. I hope you continue to support my podcast and continue to like my podcast. I will talk with y'all again on Monday. Y'all have a great and wonderful weekend. Much love to you all.